The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the 44th Annual Liberties Festival has been running all week and culminates on Saturday with various activities throughout Dublin 8. The final event of the festival, Nighthawks at the Guinness Storehouse on Saturday night, will feature music, comedy and spoken word performances. And my next guest is one of those who'll be on stage in the storehouse on Saturday night, writer and poet Colm Keegan. You're very welcome to the show.
Thanks, John.
And you were listening with interest to Stephen Berkoff and his view on matters.
I was. That and the second piece that you had about what people are hiding, yeah.
Thought it was very interesting.
I just thought it was a good link there between what we're going to be talking about, like just the scene that I'm involved in, the spoken word scene in Ireland at the minute, is kind of people talking about that stuff. But like Berkoff saying that it opens all doors, like his book opens all doors. What the spoken word scene at the minute is doing is like a live experience of the opening of the self, you know, or talking about the things we don't like talking about the things that makes us uncomfortable, and talking about how brilliant we are as well, because we're kind of uncomfortable about that too.
Praising one another.
Yeah. So it's a very supportive, it's a beautiful scene, it's very exciting right now, yeah.
Yeah, and take us back, because in 2010 you won the All-Ireland Poetry Slam.
Yeah.
You became the All-Ireland Poetry Slam champion. Yeah. What exactly is Poetry Slam?
Poetry Slam is like it sort of brings a competitive dynamic to performance poetry. Performance poetry is poetry that kind of keeps the audience in mind to some degree, and the competitive element comes in that it's judged. So you'll have heats. The All-Ireland Poetry Slam is probably the best known in the country. There's one in the Coach Festival, and there's one in that we're going to run in October as part of our festival, Lingo Festival. But it's so you have heats. People are judged on performance, content and crowd response. So, and the winner then is kind of like, the winner kind of beats everybody else, goes through the heats to the end, and then you become the champion.
And is there heckling during the performance? Or
there wouldn't be.
Audience?
No, it'd be very respective audiences. It'd be great crack now, you know. And I would say it's kind of grown and developed, and some really exciting performances have come through lately. Like John Cummins is the current All-Ireland Poetry Slam champion.
So what do you need? What are the ingredients of a Poetry Slam champion?
Well, you need to know how to write, you know, yeah. And you need to know how to perform, really. And you need to like not freak anybody out. I think that's one thing. You don't want to be getting glasses thrown at you. And I agree, like the fact that there's an audience there means you can't say the type of thing that's going to have somebody go up and punch in the face. You know what I mean?
Was it a particular poem that won you the Slam Championship?
I think, yeah, there was one I wrote called Dear Dealer, which was about a response to kind of a couple of shootings in my area, there was another poem which I'm going to do today, which like was very different but kind of connected, in that my daughter is featured in both poems, and that was called Street Surfer.
Tell us a bit more about that.
Dear Dealer was just a poem. I was driving past the scene. I wouldn't really say it on air at this hour of the day now, but it's kind of a poem that was about passing just a crime scene in Dublin, and my daughter asked me about what happened and kind of how that affected me. And it was interesting, you know, when you talk to the people earlier on, it was like, what are you hiding from people? And sometimes there are areas in life where you can't get to say what you want to say. And you know this French idea, like the l'esprit d'escalier, the spirit of the stair, excuse me, where afterwards you kind of go, I should have said that. And sometimes things linger with you and stay with you for a long time. They might stay with you for your whole life. And those things sometimes turn into poems. And that's what happened with Dear Dealer. I was put in a situation where I couldn't say something to somebody, and it stayed with me for a long time. I felt like I was living in kind of Stasi Berlin almost. And
so you couldn't tell your daughter what was going on?
I couldn't really talk about it to my daughter. And to other people around me, that certain people that I couldn't really say how I felt about certain things. And
why couldn't you say the things?
The poem grew out of talking to somebody in a pub about what they were involved in, and it wasn't really safe to say how I felt about what they were saying to me. That's kind of where it came from, you know, and that became the poem. And a lot of poems kind of grow out of that space, I think, where you...
Would you give us some of it this morning?
I wouldn't really. No, I don't think it's a kind of topic to be. It's kind of violent. It's gory. You know, I wouldn't really do it now. Like, right.
A bit much for our morning audience.
Well, I don't know. Like, You know, it's been aired on radio a few times and stuff, but it's more like I was thinking Street Surfer might be a more apt poem for this morning.
Right,
you know?
Okay. What's Street Surfer about?
It's connected to, again, it's about my daughter, they were both written around the same time. Mm. It's about a beautiful moment that we shared in the park in Clondalkin, really.
Okay, do you want to give it to us now?
Yeah, it's just called Street Surfer, and we went to the park, Corky Park in Clondalkin, and it was springtime. And so I just bought a skateboard. She'd been annoying me for ages to buy a skateboard, and then I bought it for her. She only used it once, but luckily it was a very nice time. So Street Surfer. She's an eight-year-old street surfer, and she is real cool in her little skinny jeans, her bright eyes so blue, and her pink retro runners. It gets to you. You know what I meant if you saw the way she moves through the park, all clumsy and foolish, but ruling this planet. Once in the house, she was lying on the ground, bent backwards over a beach ball, like Atlas upside down, but 50 miles away from Tall, eating chocolate. She manages to eat real loud and never shut up at all. I was waiting for her to fall off the ball. "We're all just a story God writes every day," she said. I still have no idea how that got into her head. She was born in November, which means she was conceived in spring, my little pink-shoed, blue-eyed, skating thing. And it's spring now. And there she goes, skating on the yoke some doped-up hippie invented to surf on land. The daffodils all round her, nodding in time with her hands, as she balances. The lightness in them, and in her, moving in me, like the sea.
Great stuff, Colm. And how did you get into poetry first day?
I just fell into it like you fall into a pothole, I think, you know.
And because you're full-time now, you're a writer in residence with Dunleary Rathdown Council. But was it something that you were always doing in your spare time?
I would have been a big reader. Like, my parents would have been big readers as well, and then I kind of followed them into books in a way. As I grew up, it just the words started coming out rather than just staying in, you know. I went to like Clondalkin Library actually one day with my own kids, and there was a writing group starting, and I was like, you know, I'd like to write, and I went to the writing group, and then everything grew from that.
Mm, because you've won many awards as well for your poetry and your writing as well.
I've been shortlisted for a lot of awards.
Okay, well, that's an achievement in itself.
Yeah.
But when did you realise that, you know, maybe I'll be able to do this full time, this could be something which you could actually sustain as a career?
It kind of became a little bit inevitable. Like, someone said to me once, great poet, you know, John Murphy said, the poetry will take you. And I was like, yeah, it will, you know. And then you put your foot into this stream, and before you know it, you're rushing off and you're a poet, you know, whether you like it or not.
And do you wake up every morning with new ideas for poems, or how does it work?
No, well, you know, it's like everything. You just keep at it. I was only reading yesterday Leonard Cohen talking about the work of writing. You know, you just have to turn up every day and keep going and keep trying and go after the magic. You can't sit around like waiting for inspiration to strike.
You have to go in search of it.
You have to, and you have to literally, like, and I think Raymond Chandler said as well, like, you know, you spend 4 hours writing, even if that means just sitting there looking at the keyboard and doing nothing, you're there, you dedicate the time to it.
Mm-hmm. And you do that now on a full-time basis.
Yeah, and it's great, and thanks to the new kind of job I have, I'm doing that a lot now. I'm kind of spending a lot of time writing, not spending a lot of time sitting there doing nothing. Yeah. Spending a lot of time.
So you're out and about, you're going to places, and do you go to the same places or do you go to new places?
The remit now for the Dunleary Rathdown job is kind of a lot of outreach in the community, so working with people, and the past, which is great, because I've just, since I left my job in April, I've had a lot of experience doing that, because it's great being a poet and a writer, but it's not going to pay the bills, so, you know, not yet. But hopefully I'll get there. I've been travelling around. I've been working in the Access out in Ballymun, which is an amazing creative space. Working with adult writers out there. Working with kids all through the country with the library system that exists in the schools. Working out in Bray, teaching creative writing out there. But meeting people all the time and finding out how amazing people are and taking all that stuff in. And hopefully now, with all that experience, I'll be translating that back out or putting that back out there in Dunleary Rathdown. So working with the community out there and learning about the area. Because for me, it's mad. Like, I still get excited getting on the dart. Do you know what I mean? I know I'm going out there every day now and I have to really resist trying to write about the sea, because I'm like, the sea, I'm still excited by the sea, do you know what I mean?
It's a novelty to you.
Yeah, you know, so it's, I'm really looking forward to getting stuck in there, you know, it's early days still.
And tell us about the Spoken Word Initiative, what's that about?
The Spoken Word Initiative,
yes.
Spoken Word Festival.
Yes.
Well, that's happening in October. I'm working again, just randomly, like the way I fell into poetry, just met all these amazing people, Stephen James Smith, Callum Ryan, Aaron Farnoff, we're all on this committee and Phil Lynch, and we're putting together this festival, because the scene is so exciting and vibrant and there's loads going on, and we kind of really want to build it up even more and highlight what's going on, because it's amazing. It's a little bit underground and we want to highlight it for the country and for make it a kind of internationally known thing, that how brilliant the spoken word scene is in Ireland and how diverse and how open it is and inclusive. So we're on the 17th, 18th, 19th of October, we'll be putting this festival on between Smock Alley and the Walkman's Club. We'll have Paula Baird over from London, who's a brilliant performer. John Cummins again, who won the Slam this year, be one of our headlines. Carl Parkinson, Paul Amin hopefully is doing a bit. It's actually going to be, you know, a pretty special thing. And there's lots of young, brilliant performers as well, like Lewis Kenny, Paul Curran, who featured on the walks and stuff like that. 21, in early 20s. Really exciting performers and artists who are all involved in this special thing that's happening now.
Will you give us another poem?
A little short one, just called Hazelnuts, because it's one I can remember very quickly.
All right, okay.
And again, just connected to maybe little secret things that we hold on to. When I grew up in Clondalkin and Talla, I never forgot this place, and it's just about that as a little place that I went to as a kid. So it's called Hazelnuts. The Hazel Grove. 5 minutes in a car. Forever using 8-year-old legs. Through cornfields. Concrete. What concrete? Heaven on earth to me at 8. Trickling water. Fluttering leaves. The smell of moss and rotten trees. Turning to muck. And hazelnuts. Real, bleeding hazelnuts. Not from a shop. From a tree. From God to me. From then on in, and even now I see, the whole world is in our grasp. The whole world belongs to me for sharing. Nothing can stop me eating hazelnuts. Beautiful, brown, shiny like eggs. I filled a plastic bag, blue it was. I carried them all the way home. I only ate a few. But I'll never forget the trees I climbed, the hills I rolled down, the hazelnuts, the sunlight, the smiles.
Great stuff. Before we let you go, any advice to budding poets, to people listening who say, God, I must turn my hand, I must get on the dart and find some inspiration?
Don't get on the dart. Go into town, go to the Monday Echo. There's lots of live, free, open events that will let you come and get included. You'll be there for the first few weeks, you'll be the audience, and before you know, you'll be the performer. That's how inclusive it is. That's how exciting it is.
Yeah, that's the way it happens.
Get stuck in, go to town, find the events. They're all on Facebook, they're all online.
Yeah,
and follow Lingo Festival online. And come to Nighthawks on Saturday.
Yes, indeed. Nighthawks at the Liberties Festival is on this Saturday night at the Guinness Storehouse, and there are loads of events, as Colm says, between here and then at the Liberties Festival. Full details at libertiesfestivaldublin.com. And what else is on the horizon for you now? Have you another poetry plan?
Actually, I'm going to a workshop as part of the Liberties Festival now today at 1 o'clock in town in Dublin, Dublin 8. And if anyone wants to get involved, they can look that up online. There's still places. And also, I'll be in Blackrock Library tonight reading poetry with Jared Fannin, if anyone wants to come along to that.
Good stuff. Colm Keegan, thank you for coming in this
morning.
Thanks very
much, John.
Happy poetry writing. Back in a moment.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.